So let's just go ahead and get started. So we're here for our June Practice Accelerator Mastermind group, and I'm excited to be together with you guys, and I guess I just spoke to you yesterday, so hopefully you've made all kinds of progress, Diane, but just kidding. So these are the calls where we can actually, I like to start with the success. I always like to start with what was on your to-do list from last month or last time we spoke that you actually, you know, got to do something with and want to share a success with, and then we'll go ahead and go around and do the challenges and support. So who wants to start?
Well, I can tell you that it was very funny that you said that because the really, really funny thing is that one of my ITN colleagues who is also in the small group, and I have been sharing her blog since before we even had that small offshoot mastermind group because I just liked the material she was posting. My last gluten post over the weekend, she had commented on and was like, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a really great program and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I was putting something about, yeah, we were thinking about, you know, different bonuses and things like that. And she was like, well, you know, let me know when it's ready because I'd be happy to help promote it.
Nice.
And I
there
hadn't even started reaching out to people yet, but it was like,
so you put the intent
okay,
down.
I will.
So that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, she was on my short list.
Yeah. Super.
You know,
yay.
Of people
that one
yeah,
off.
To reach out to. So,
that's
so,
awesome.
And, so, and we actually did talk about that yesterday. So, see, there you go.
Exactly. That was one of your assignments, right? Was to reach out, make a list of the people, and then start reaching out. So that's
and
great.
And she was on the list. So
awesome.
There
I love it when the universe just comes together to provide, right?
Yeah.
Super. So let's. Looks like Steph and Lisa just joined us. Yay.
Hi.
So, Jane, you want to go next, and then we'll do Steph, and then Lisa.
Let's see. What did I do? You know, I haven't hit send yet. So, what have I done since last time? A lot of brain searching and soul searching and trying to get my business together. I have started my budget, which is good. I have started giving away work, which is good for me. That's actually a biggie. And
giving
looking
away
and
work.
Asking for help.
Oh.
Yeah, asking for help.
Oh, I see. Not
asking
doing
for help.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Yeah. Not doing it myself. So I have I guess the big thing is really that I'm investigating all the pieces, parts, which is why I think my brain has just been kind of foggy and trying to figure out, you know, how many pieces, how many puzzle pieces do I need to fit this thing together and what do I need to know? So it's starting to become clearer to me. So that's good.
Great. Hopefully that thing I posted yesterday will help. And it was I was reminded about it from when I was talking to Deb and Diane yesterday that I had this thing, which I never used because I got it long after. It was called My First Big Launch. And I'm like, okay, I've been there, done that. I probably can learn some stuff from it, but I haven't gone through it. And I thought, well, you guys, it would be great for you guys. So hopefully.
So I actually already started.
All right.
I started it this morning in the car. I downloaded everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it was actually the very first one is actually, I'm like, oh, okay, it's very – even the first exercise, I'm like, it's very targeted, and I have some good information out of it, even to the point where I might be renaming my cleanse.
Oh. So. Oh, good. Well, I love that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I know that there were, when I'd gone through to see what she had in it a couple of years ago when she presented to me, was there's definitely like a timeline, and that's what got Deb and Diane and I talking yesterday and reminded me of it is like a timeline, and I had asked them to do a timeline, and I went, oh, there's like a sample timeline somewhere in that program. So, cool.
Yeah, which is what I need because that helps. It keeps me accountable. It keeps me on task because I'm a very task-oriented and need deadline kind of person. I work well on deadlines.
That's great because you
so,
just lay out the whole launch.
Yeah.
You know what you need when. You set it up, and then you go for it. Super.
Yep.
Yay. Okay, so Steph, share a success.
Is she there?
First one will be to unmute your line.
Yes. Hey. Yes. Sorry. It takes me. I have a new phone and I forgot my password. Yeah. So last pass.
Oh boy, you're garbled. Try it again. Try getting closer to the window.
How about
now? Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So for the past two, like private calls, and for the previous NEPA call. Dr. Rita Marie and I were talking about, like, revamping sort of how I'm offering my coaching a bit. And so I made a few scripts, actually, for, like, what I'm going to say on calls to keep myself on track, which I'm hoping to come to me, but I'm excited about it because for me, for the beginning, I sort of need something like that to keep myself from going rogue. I'm excited about that, and I've changed a lot of things about how I'm going to offer the coaching in the future, and I'm really happy about it. Yeah.
The boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Yay! And Lisa?
Well, I thought our call was next week, so I'm really glad to have got the reminder that it was today. And I'll try to stay till the end, but I've got to get some work done for early morning meeting. But I'll just see how it goes. I'd like to stay till the end. But I have a really exciting thing that happened today. I don't know if I had mentioned to you, I had been interviewing with a company that's based in Geneva. And they have offices in Geneva and in Finland. And they basically support high performance people. So they started off with athletes. Formula One, and then they have branched off into corporate. And friends of mine in the UK had put me in touch with them, and I had three interviews, and today I found out they would like to work with me, or they would like me to join their team.
So
I'm really, really...
So that means that you would be offered coaching opportunities with their high-end athletes, executives, etc.?
Yes. Yeah, they have their program. Yeah, it's fantastic because, you know, I need different streams of income, right? I have my one-on-one coaching. I have my online program, which I launched, and I thought, well, I better keep my day job, you know, until that really gets, you know, going.
Right.
And so this is fantastic because I always wanted to do corporate work, but I felt like to support a corporation or executives, you really need to be part of a team. I mean, a solopreneur like me is a bit limited what I can offer a corporation. And these people, they're fantastic. They have a fantastic concept, and it's exactly in line with my principles. It's amazing, actually.
Whoa,
you would like it as well.
That is amazing, because usually they're not, right? Usually they're like, okay, lip service to health.
They're fantastic. And then they have what they call the nutrition sprints. They have a year-long program. It has everything in it, and the nutrition is sort of one of the spokes of the wheels. And from what I understand, they basically hand over clients, and then I support them for a period of time. I wouldn't be the top performance coach because I wouldn't be responsible for the entire activities of this person. And on Friday, I'll know more about what I have to do, but it's just working in nutrition. I mean, just what
fantastic.
I do normally.
That's what you do best.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with all the getting the clients and all that other stuff. So awesome.
No.
Yay.
I was really thrilled. Yeah. I went last Thursday to Geneva. It was just today. Today I found out, so I'm just really thrilled. Yeah.
Are you going to be meeting with people in person, or is it phone, or both?
Well, the first time they like you to meet in person, and then I would just travel to Geneva, or they'd be in Zurich. And after that, because they're executives and they're really busy people, it would be via Skype, and which is also fine. And I could travel to Geneva once a month or twice a month or whatever, but I'm not moving to Geneva. But, I mean, none of the team members have to move. I mean, there are people that live in the UK, there are people that live in Finland, and I told them, though, I didn't want to support clients all over Europe. You know, I really don't want to travel. There are enough people traveling all around, you know, that I could just support from where I am. Because when the Formula One stuff, they go to the races and everything, and... I don't know. I'll just play it by ear.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm excited for you. It's always good to have multiple streams of income, because when you rely on one stream of income, you put yourself at risk. So the more income streams you start to open up, hopefully some of them get to be passive someday, which is a myth, I think. But there's no such thing. But more passive than others. Some are more passive than others.
Yeah.
So,
no, I was
Allison,
really excited.
Yeah, I'm real excited for you. I think that's it's super. Yeah. So, Allison just joined us. Can you hear?
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
I can't believe I've got in. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm in Costa. I'm in Costa in Helsham.
Oh.
Good old Costa. They give us some Wi-Fi.
That's great. That's great. So we were just sharing. We're sharing a success. So everybody got to share their success. You get to go. You get
great.
To last, and then we'll go around and do the challenges.
Okay. So my success is this week. I managed to manifest some free glucose meters, 13 of them to be exact, for my programs and clients.
Love it.
I've managed to get onto a menopause qualification course that's tomorrow and Friday, which I didn't think I'd be able to go on, but because I volunteered to do a locum last week, they've let me shift from tomorrow to today. So my GP days are today instead of tomorrow, and I'm on this course for 2 days, which just gives me more credibility in the medical fraternity as a menopause expert.
Great.
So that's really good. So that's my successes for now.
So super. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate it. So I want to just give everybody else a round of Roz, because I think y'all deserve it. Everybody's got some good stuff going on. So 1, 2, 3. Hooray, everybody.
Hooray.
Yay.
Whoopee.
Good for us. Yay. Super. So we'll start with Jane, and then we'll go to Lisa, because Jane needs to leave at a certain time, and Lisa sounds like you do too, so we'll do those. You guys first, and if anybody else has any deadlines that they have to be off of quick, let me know, and we'll just arrange the order that way. So, Jane, how can
Great.
We support you today?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'm on track. I think the support that I will need is in once I get some materials put together, if people can help me just review them and look through them and have any suggestions. I think one of the things from last time was, this whole budget thing, and that's coming together. So when I have that put together, I'll just send it. If I could send it your way, Dr. Rita Marie, and you can look at it and see if I've got any holes in it, like if I've missed some kind of technology component that I don't see, that would be really helpful in determining that. It's given me, just starting that has given me just, I feel more grounded because the more information I have, the more safe and secure I kind of feel. Knowing that, and I know that I don't know all the pieces yet, but it helps. I've reached out as far as, it's funny, after the last call when I just kind of put out the ask for the things that I wanted, right before the last call when there was that whole frenzy on Facebook, when I had reached out and said, oh my gosh, is there anybody that can help me? And a couple of things came forward. There was a campaign starter checklist that came through, which was nice. And then Dr. Rita, you posting that course, what's her name? Milana's
yeah.
course, which that was really helpful. Because I one of the things I was going to do on this trip was go back through, what's her name? Marie Forleo's program, but I forgot to, I got a brand new computer and I forgot to move all those files on my computer.
Uh-oh.
So this was perfect, which means that I probably was meant to do this one instead. Because it's a little bit different. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So that's really helpful. I have not hit send. I have not hit send on that campaign yet. And,
okay.
every time I go into Infusionsoft, I think I've got it down, and then I go in and I get totally confused and lost, which is really weird because I'm really good with relational databases. But for some reason, it's not, I think because I haven't worked with it enough, it's not clicking yet and gelling. So when I went in to go and try to make some of the changes that we had talked about, I went, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then I froze. So I thought, what I'm going to do is what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back, and I'm luckily I made a copy of it. I didn't change anything. I'm going to go back in, tweak it up, get a hold of my coach through Infusionsoft and say, you know, let's just send what I have because everybody has tags on us. So I was going to add that third email.
Yep.
And I said, well, let me just send it out. Everybody's going to have a tag, and at the end of this darn campaign, those that don't hit that tag, I can send it out, you know, that third letter if I need to.
If you need to, right. Yeah.
I just need to run it. I just need to run this thing and forget about it being perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And if you need help just looking at the insides of it, I can probably find whatever problems you have in an instant because – Unfortunately, that's one of my top abilities.
You could probably crank through it in 2 minutes. Well, what was helpful, though, on our call last week, that I did go in and made a lot of those changes to make it sound better and flow better, and that was really super helpful.
Right.
To make it more targeted, you know, and mean something and this training course, Lana's training course, I think is going to make it even more a laser point for me. So that's good.
Yeah, that's great. So what was the problem?
So
the problem was you didn't know how to add the extra email and make it so that only the people.
Well, I went in there. I kind of know how to do that, but I went in there and I thought, you know, there's got to be an easier way, the way this campaign is set up. So then I got on the phone with the Infusionsoft help desk, and they said, well, you could do it this way. And I'm like, okay. And then luckily I made a copy of it, and I started messing with it, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this. And frankly, it's doing the exact same thing that I already had set up, just in the opposite direction. I literally was like rebuilding this campaign. I'm like, oh, you're so stupid. You're doing this all the hard way. So, I just
well,
need
if you want to, when you get
send
to
button.
Like where we could do a screen share, let's just hop on. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes, and I'll help you make sure that you have it right. Assuming you don't get the consultant first, but I can do the last, like, okay, but here's a tweak, or here's not, or here's perfect.
Okay, that'd be great.
Send.
Just like I want to hit send. I want to hit send too because it's like creating anxiety now because I want to get. This means my campaign gets started.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to look in and tweak it and to see how what you need to do to make it work the way we want it to. Okay.
Yeah. To have your eyes in on that campaign. Because a lot of these training coaches through Infusionsoft, they don't know everything either. So it's so complex, and a lot of them are new. This gal, she's nice, but it was very piecemeal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I've talked to them before, and I blow them away with the kind of things I'm doing, and they're like, huh? So, Yeah.
Okay, that'd be really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. When do you get back from your travels?
Well, I don't want to wait till I get back from my travels because
I
don't get home until the next week. So if you have anything, and probably a long shot in the next couple of days, tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to be
Friday
somewhere.
Friday would be good. Tomorrow's kind of crazy, but Friday for sure. I'm going to go
Friday
out
would be
haircut.
Perfect.
Yeah, but in the morning. But other than that, where is it? Oh, I'm on July.
Okay.
Yeah, so Friday probably wait, that's the 3rd. Tomorrow's the 7th. So,
it's the 10th.
Oh, tomorrow's the 10th. Yeah, Friday's the 10th. So I could probably do it any time, probably after 1:00 Central. I'd be able to do it. So we could just chat it back and forth on, and we could talk about that other thing with the program as well. Then.
Okay. Do you want to set that now?
Yeah. Let's just say that haircut 12. Let's just say 2:00.
So that's 3:00 on an Easter time. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Then I'll call you then. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, make sure you buy a computer so we could do a screen share so I can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. No,
okay.
I'll have internet access then.
Perfect. Okay.
Great. Thank you. That's pretty much it. I'm on my way. I'm in my programs. I'm doing my work and yeah.
Great. Good. I'm glad. All right. So thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything they want to share to Jane before we move on to Lisa?
I'd just like to say you're awesome, Jane.
Thanks.
Oh, Jane, I couldn't really follow properly on your on Facebook, but you didn't go over the Niagara Falls.
In a barrel, right?
Oh my God! I don't know. I don't know. It was that was pretty funny. It was pretty funny though. I was like, oh, let's do this. And then it started growing. And if you look, I actually labeled all the videos. So if you follow it, it's labeled 1, 2, 3, 4 in sequence. If you go back on my page on what I did.
Oh.
I saw your comment, Lisa. I know, I saw your comment. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and then I thought, okay, wait, is this something I'm not getting? Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It took a little convincing to get my husband to come in on that one, but he was a good sport.
That's great.
I also posted on the I think it's on the INE site today at this Cordell Museum. You know how what we're dealing with is an art and a science. They have a display of a sugar molecule? Yeah. Sugar molecule all in glass, and I posted it. It's pretty cool.
Blood sugar
molecule that they someone made on the display, which was really cool.
Oh, cool. I'll have to look at that. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, have a look. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you.
Super. Thank you. Let's go to Lisa then.
So I didn't know we were having a call today, and I was getting prepared. We have a call in a couple of weeks, but when we did the webinar, you said that perhaps I would have had more people sign up if I had offered it a smaller program, or you actually said a lower price range. So I'm working on maybe cutting the program in half and offering it like a 4-week program at $97 or $90 or whatever.
There's something magical about that 97 number, and it's a great way to start building. I offered a 12-week 40-hour mod program for $97, and that's what really launched me big.
Yeah. So that's what but you did 12 weeks, so I was just thinking of offering part of the program.
Yeah, no, I would do it. I wouldn't do what I did. Yeah. That was crazy, but I would do something smaller. But that price range, like when I did it with Cafe, Steph was like, she said her impression on that call was like, what? This is $97? Of course, why would I not sign up for this? Right, and that's what you want to get people to the point. You want to make an irresistible offer, right, so that they're going, well, it would be really stupid for me not to sign up for this.
So that's what I've been working on, maybe launch it later on this summer. What I wanted to ask you was on the Instant Teleseminar, I never downloaded or anything like that. And you said that I could edit it, and I just couldn't deal with it because there was too many other things going on. And I wanted to ask you if I could just download it and edit it. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you was...
You can download and edit the audio.
Okay.
I will look to see if I actually got a backup. I tried, and I don't always guarantee that I get them, but I tried to get a backup, and I'll see. But what you would do if you wanted to edit it, you'd have the audio from Instant Teleseminar, and then you can bring that into Camtasia or some similar program, and then you actually bring in your slides as JPEGs, and then you insert the slides where you want them to be. So it's very flexible. Record a backup, that's what I do.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. It's still, people can still go to the replay now, though. Is that right?
They can still go to the replay as it was, yes. Exactly.
Okay.
We didn't take it down.
Okay, great. Because, I just wanted to ask because some people are still signing up, funnily enough. So.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. They do that, like a year later, they're signing up for something that you did, and you're like, where are they? Okay.
Yeah. And is there any way of finding out the names of the people who actually attended? Or I have the names, obviously, through AWeber or people who signed up for the seminar.
No, that's the downside of using Instant Teleseminar. That's why I've started to use Webinar Jam more. But I didn't want to subject you through that on your first one because there is a lot of extra hoops and stuff. But I do like using Webinar Jam. because it does that, but on the other hand, there's a 15 to 40 second delay. So in what, you know, when you say something and when they hear it, so it you have to get used to that, when, especially if you're doing, like, ask a question and you want them to comment. It's like you have to go on to something else and then come back and look at it, because you're not going to see comments for a while. But you don't get that with Instant Teleseminar. It's something I've been asking them, why can't they do? I mean, they should be able to do, but you can't get that, unfortunately.
Well, I was just trying to see if I was going to launch this sort of reduced, or the reduced size program, and therefore the reduced dollar amount, to who to target it to on the list. Do I target it to the whole list, or do I
target
it to
everybody that opted in? Minimally, I would do two things. I would send a different email to all the people that did opt in. Hey, good news! If you made it to the call or the replay, you might have noticed that I offered this program, and I've gotten some feedback that people wanted something shorter, and here's what I came up with, and then you offer it to them. You could offer to your whole list, just like, hey, I have this new thing, because they don't necessarily know about the other, although you did write to them about it. So technically you could just write one email, just because almost the entirety of your list, save for like a couple hundred people, came from that webinar, right?
Yeah.
So I would say just make it simple. Just write one email to everybody and say, hey, you might have known that I did this webinar. I talked about this program, blah, blah, blah. Just like bring them back to it and say, hey, here's something that I now have I think you might be interested in. Try to make it sound really irresistible, right? Like in what their benefits are going to be and all this. A lot of people wanted to have the benefits of this, but they just didn't have 3 months to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've got a jumpstart version of it. And here's what you're going to feel like at the end of this. And it's only this much money, so go for it.
Okay. And do you think that for one-to-one clients, August is pretty dead? Everybody's on vacation and all that. What do you think in terms of the online world? Is August also dead, or is that a time that one could...
It's not a great time to launch.
Okay.
No, in September, after people come back from vacation or back to school, then people start to get serious about their health again.
Okay.
Especially parents, they're like, oh, what am I going to put in the lunchbox, and how am I going to, so they get more interested. But it's not a great time to launch. I mean, that said, you can do it. Last year we did a launch in August for our digestive program, and we had like 400 people sign up. But I had a great partner. I had Ocean Robbins promoting it, and that's why.
Yeah.
Gotten more.
No, I mean,
done it in September.
Yeah, no, better to wait. I was just asking, because, I mean, I know for the one-to-ones, August is dead. So September would be a better time frame. Okay, well, that gives me a little bit of time then also to redo things. Okay, well, that's pretty much it. So I could edit the audio. Or I could just leave it as it is. And then I could just download it from Instant Teleseminar and have a copy of it.
Yeah, you can download
it.
It's set up so that you can download it. If you just click on the link, it'll say download as MP3.
Okay.
And like I said, I don't know if I saved it, because it's been a while, but I don't know if I got a good recording. Sometimes my mic doesn't work on the other, but that would be the easier way if I actually had that backup. I'm looking right now to see if I do.
I know you made one. I mean,
I know I made one for sure. But sometimes things weird happen, like, because it's on my screen. So if I go to look at something else, or if I'm trying to answer a question that somebody had typed in, I might have screwed it up. So they usually end up needing editing from there. But, okay, so videos. Here we go. And it would have been, what date was it? It was
May 4th, I think, May 4th.
Yeah, it was early May. May 4th, lisawebinar.trec. I have it in I don't have it as an MP4, but I could easily get it as an MP4 and send it to you. I have it in the proprietary format from Camtasia. So you don't have Camtasia, though?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so I can do that, and then you can see if it's good. Sometimes if there's some mess-ups in there, it's easier to just take the audio and just edit in your slides, and sometimes it's easier to just edit in one or two slides that get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I will. Okay. I'm opening it right now, and I'm just going to say save it as an MP4, and then I'll upload it and send you a link to it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess that's pretty much it for me at the moment. Other than that, the program's running, and my one-to-ones are okay, and always, you know, thinking about new clients. So now this new company is just a godsend, really.
Awesome. It's awesome. Now, how many people did you end up getting in the program?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say, but only 7, but yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a start. It's a great start, okay? And now you'll get to fine-tune the program and fine-tune what you have. You'll get to have some testimonials from it. So it's great. It's a great start. And how's it going delivery-wise? Are you finding yourself comfortable doing it?
Yeah, I have just postponed the first call. Was actually supposed to be today, and I was so tired, I just postponed it to the weekend. But people are engaged. I didn't do a Facebook group because I think there's not enough people. Nobody's asked about it, although I always sort of promoted a Facebook group, and I thought 7 people is just not enough. So nobody's asked, so I haven't said. And
if you promised it, you really should deliver on what you promised, number one, to be in integrity.
Okay.
And then look at how much conversation and how beneficial this group is. Sometimes it's even more beneficial when it's smaller because people find the intimacy much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm,
and for you, those people to get that connection with each other and you, that's going to have the whole feeling about the program is escalated tremendously when they feel that connection. So I wouldn't discount that. I think that 7 people, it could be just fine. And the way that you can, if you get in there and engage them, say, hey, we just released the X module and I'm so excited about it. Tell me what your experience with this is. Or you engage them with questions. People love to answer questions. Because we've started doing that on that Unstoppable Health group, and this is totally done by a firm that does this stuff. And they come up with these questions, and I don't even know what I post half the time. And people get engaged. They want to answer. Right? Mm-hmm. They want to contribute when you do that. So I think it would be a good idea to do that.
I have check-ins on Saturdays, and they've been writing me back. So, I can,
Or you could ask them. You could just put out and say, hey, I haven't set up a Facebook group for this yet, but if you think it would be beneficial, we'll do it. Who would be up for being part of it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do that. I'll ask. Okay, I'll think it over and how to do it. I just, I just don't want them to know how few people are on the program. That was my concern, actually. Yeah.
So can I say something, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had programs where I've only had 5 people, and the amount that you can learn from this is immense. Especially with your first program, and like Dr. Rita Marie is saying, it is very intimate. And I would just, I hear disappointment in your voice, and you should not be disappointed at all. I think it's phenomenal that, one, you got the program going, and I congratulate you. You've moved it more than I've moved. And it is a great learning opportunity, and especially for these folks. And they actually might like that they're part of a more intimate group, too. So, and they might feel, you can make them feel extra special on this and give more one-on-one attention to them. And I think, and so don't discount it. Those are some of the most transformational groups that I've actually ever had are those small ones.
Okay.
Absolutely. My first group program, other than a green cleanse, was 6 people.
Okay.
And they loved it because they did get to know each other, and the calls were very interactive. It was very intimate. They had a level of comfort in sharing that some people just don't have in a larger group. So I agree. Thank you, Jane, for that perspective, because I totally agree.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do it then. Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, you could put it out to them and say, and if not enough people respond or nobody responds, and don't bother. But if they say, oh, yeah, that would be great, do it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for me then, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to get Allison on next. She just found out that the place that she has with Wi-Fi closes in 20 minutes. So I'm going to put her on. Allison, go.
Hello there. Hi there. Great to hear you all. And I agree with Jane. Lisa, it's amazing to have got seven people on your program at your original price. That's absolutely fantastic. So I think one issue I'd like to talk around today is the clarity around the type of program to launch for my menopause course, because there are so many options, but to be irresistible, basically the people who I've had the one-to-ones with have not expected a private GP to cost as much as a private GP cost, which is why you've got the whole point of having leveraged programs. People I'm talking to every day are very excited at what I've got up my sleeve. It's just to sort of release it out from my sleeve, as you all know. So one option, Regina Marie told me about one program she released, which was, I think it might have been Cafe, actually. One week she released it at $97, the next week at $197, and the following week at $297. So a three-stage release with three webinars. And that's really great. And, of course, Cafe, I mean, my God, what value was that they got at that price?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Absolutely has to be irresistible. So what I tried was at the other end of the scale. So I tried to release a program that was 12 weeks with alternate weeks training and coaching, with two options, one-to-one coaching option and a group coaching option. People didn't get it. They didn't get why they needed coaching, and the price point was like £1,697 and £1,997 for the one-to-one option. So that's pounds rather than dollars, so about £2,500 for the course plus one-to-one option. And I'm just sort of wondering where to go from here. I mean, I know I'm fully aware that a lot of it's my energy. My energy is going to improve when I leave the NHS. And a lot of it's my energy getting the words right, the phrases right, and following up with people and phoning them. And I remember Kendall Summerhawk's follow-up call was, she had a call that was about the follow-up they do. And they really do hold on to these people and follow up with them. And that's something that I need to hone and improve. So what are your thoughts, Rita Marie?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts, right, on that program with the private coaching and the just the fact that the objections you got were that they don't understand the concept. So I'm thinking that you do a webinar where you offer strategy sessions so that they're educated before they come to the session. So you're not spending all your time. So they're getting why it's so hard to do this, and this is the complication, and you need to have somebody hand-holding you. And, you know, so they're coming knowing that they may need to get their hands, that they need to get their hands held. It's not a matter of going to the doctor, getting a prescription, going back, telling them what's going on, and getting another prescription. It's a matter of, and all these other pieces that go into it, right? So all the pieces, just because your hormones are out of balance doesn't mean your ovaries are screwed up, you know? It could be your thyroid. It could be your adrenals, your digestion. And we want to get rid of all of those things, because if you just apply bioidenticals, it's not going to get fixed, because you're not fixing the root. So this whole, I would do a whole webinar on root cause analysis, and what are all the things that could be causing.
Yeah.
Right? That may even be somewhat the title. You come up with a sexier title than that, but something related to the why your hormones go wacky at menopause. It's not natural, by the way, right? And how to fix it. And how to fix it, you give them a few tips, right? And then the big fix is come to this strategy session with me, and I'll look to see what's going on with you, and we'll do it. And you can make those paid strategy sessions or not. You can make them be, you know, a $97 deposit, where if they don't show up, then they eat it. And you'll give it back to them. If it's not a fit, you give it back to them. And if it is a fit, then you apply the $97 to the program.
Oh,
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So then you're educating them, right? Then they're coming. They're not going, well, what's coaching? What does that mean? You know, you've got 45 minutes, and you're trying to get to their history, get to why things are going wrong, and then do an offer to them when they don't even know why, and you don't have time in that. They have to come to it knowing the value of having.
Yeah, and they weren't expecting me to make an offer.
And this way they are. Hey, I can help you with this. You're not getting help with your standard GP when you go to the doctor. All they're doing is this, right? They're going to try to give you some drugs to control the symptoms, but those symptoms are going to come back somewhere else. It's not fixing the problem. Because if the problem, why you're in a painful menopause, is that your adrenals are hosed or your digestion's hosed, don't you think that that's going to show up somewhere else in your body? Don't you think that poor digestion is going to cause your brain to go south and you might, you know, have skin issues, you might have other issues? And so you just, it's just pure education with an offer for a strategy. Whenever we've done those kind of things, we usually do it for the practitioners, but we get like dozens and dozens and dozens of requests for strategy calls after that. Right, and you can make it like Kendall talks about, apply for a strategy session, so you don't have to take them all. You can have to fill out a form if you think they're just not going to go for it, and you always ask questions about how's this impacting and what does your health mean to you and how high a priority is it. Because if they're less than an 8 or a 9, don't even bother with them, because they're not going to spend the money to work with you, and they're going to be pain in the neck. People who just, it's not important. They're going to look. They're looking for an NHS solution, right? So that's what I would do.
But also the ready and willing aspect as well.
Say that again.
Yeah. Also the ready and willing questionnaire part of things. So how ready are you to make changes to your lifestyle?
Yes, and you don't want to scare them too much with that, right? But you just want to put that in there.
Yeah,
it's going to be required. True health. And you frame them for that on the call, right? I wish it was as easy as giving you a bioidentical prescription. And I'm not saying that I don't give bioidentical prescriptions, but it's got to be in context. Okay? And then that will frame them. You did a great job. You see, what you look at what you did was you put out an email to your list. You got like 20 strategy sessions out of it. Those are market research. You got to see what the objections are.
Yeah,
and I would really comb through all your notes and make sure that all of those objections, that you're handling those objections on that webinar.
Yeah.
Handle them all. You know, it's interesting.
And would you suggest a three-stage webinar?
What do you mean a three-stage webinar?
So the webinar that we talked about before, webinar launch, you've got leading up to it, so you'll feel more momentum.
It could definitely be because you can, but you have to make an offer on each one. So what we find is that we get more people on the first webinar than we get on the last one, but the percentage of people that go for our offer is much higher on the last one. Because what we think is that some of the people who weren't sure, they keep coming, and then they come to the last one, and they finally realize they have to. But with this, you're not making an offer like, okay, it's 97 now, and it's going up. You're making an offer for a strategy session. So I'm not sure that it's the same kind of a thing, but I always think that multiple webinars, multiple hits is really good.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah, and then when you do those multiple webinars, you have a choice, and you just have to play with your audience to see. You either make them all the same, and if you're like me, you're bored by the last one and want it over with because you want to say the same things over and over, or you get better and better each time, right? You learn what you did wrong in the first one, the second one, the third one. The other option is, like I've done for some of the launches, where I do I just slightly tweak the title and the bullet points to attract maybe additional people in that weren't attracted by the first one. So if you've got, like, say you're going to make three main points in the webinar. You can be emphasizing one of them in one of the webinars, another one in another one. Like kind of like Lisa Sasevich calls it, when you do a webinar, you either do a deep dish or a sampler program. So you make a list of the main things that you want them to learn, and you teach them that, and then you go deep into one of them. So if you're going to do three webinars, then you can go deep into each of those three and make an offer, and then different people are going to connect with different ones.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And then what about the course without the coaching being a cheaper offer, or would it be a shorter course like you've been talking about with Lisa?
Yeah, if you want to do a course without the coaching, the small group or the private coaching, that's where you've got your mass market thing, right, where you can actually get it out to a lot of people because it's in the, you know, $100 to $300 range. And sometimes if you get them in, you know, depending, they're going to be primed for that other, and you can always upsell them into the coaching component.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so the different levels. I mean, brilliant. Similar to what we do with ERC, the silver level, gold level, and diamond. In the first year we did it, we didn't have coaches like you guys doing it. They had the group stuff. And then the middle level, they had the group plus a little bit of private with me, the smaller group with the little private with me, and then the diamond just had all the private. So you can definitely tier it that way. But when you're making a mass market offer, I don't think you want to confuse the two on the webinar. I think you want to stick to just making the offer for the strategy session. You'll do another set of webinars for the content piece, and then you can have upsells for the coaching.
Yes. Or have it as an upsell to the people. Yeah, or an upsell to the people who didn't go for the offer.
Right? If you have the group, just the educational part, and you've got somebody on a call and there's no way, they don't like to go home empty-handed, and you don't like to see them go home empty-handed. So if you've just offered them a $2,000 program and then you offer them a $300 program, they're likely to say, oh, yeah, well, I can do that. The psychology of it. It's like, oh, well, I can get all that? Oh, yeah. And then you can always, like, give it to people. Throughout, you can give people the option of upgrading. And we do that. We've done that with Jeff did it with Grand when we did Grand, and we got private coaching with her as an option. And we had, 11 people sign up for that. So that was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, fabulous.
Okay. So you feel more clear. What do you want to...
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
What do you want to commit to? What do you want to commit to doing over the next 2 weeks?
Putting together the webinar, including the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. Yeah, and stick to one right now, okay? Because you tend to be, I got to do this and this and this, and then it's too overwhelming and you don't do it, right? So, just stick to, you're going to do one webinar. You're going to test out the waters now.
Yeah.
You can always go back and do a series of two or three. Figure out what do you need, what are all the objections that you got from these calls, and then pack it into that webinar so that at the end they're going, oh, yeah, I need this fixed. Oh, yeah, I know I don't just want a bioidentical prescription. I want to get to the root. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, fabulous.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woohoo! So who wants to go next? Do you want to do Steph and then Diane, or Diane and then Steph? Do you guys have a preference?
Either way is fine with me.
How about you, Steph? Are you good on time? Either way good for you, or is your cell phone?
Yeah, either way. Either way is good for me. I seem to have decent reception right now. So.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's go with you, because I think that based on what Diane's going to talk about, you may learn... She may have some of her answers based on what you ask.
Cool. Okay, Susan, like before I go, I just wanted to say to Lisa, like those things that say that you can't have a Facebook group if you have like less than 8 people or less than 14 people, I think they're more like educational and less transformational programs. I don't think that applies. Like, I think a Facebook group has value to a small group, and I think that they'll be more engaged because it's more engaging than just learning, like, about, like, what colors go with people's eyes and, like, which flowers can help to whatever. You know, like, I think it's a different kind of group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. So, Steph.
Yeah, okay, so I've, like, made my little script for my calls, and I have a couple questions about pre- and post-call forms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if we could do it.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I was thinking, and it feels really weird scripting this out, but whatever. So I was thinking, like, for the beginning of the call, like I do on a group call, I could do it, like, on the private calls, too, like, for the purpose of recording, today's date is blah, 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 this is, you know, Marcy and Steph or whatever, and we have blank minutes today, and I want to make sure that we talk about X, Y, Z. Is there anything that you want to make sure that we talk about today and give them a chance to make sure that they get their needs covered?
Change that a little bit. Because you don't want to get too open-ended and have them just then start talking for the rest of the calls. You say, I want to take make a list of any of the things that are on your mind, and we'll get to each of those in turn. So just give me a bullet point. So you're actually directing them to be brief, right? Because sometimes as soon as you give them the opportunity, they go off into all the directions. So I'm going to make a list here so I can guide our call today, because I want to make sure that we get as much great value for you. So just let's, you know, let me take a list of the top two or three things that you want to make sure that we cover before the end of today. Great.
Okay, two or three. Okay.
Is this a group call or an individual call?
This is an individual call.
An individual call.
Yes.
And I need the structure so that I don't just, like, talk to people for, like, last night I had a call that, even despite talking to Rita Marie about this yesterday, I had a call that went for over 90 minutes, and she, like, just, you know, she had some neurotransmitter stuff, but, like, she was talking so much, and I couldn't get her to, like, let me go, and I was yawning, and it was video, and she could see it.
That's not good. So it's creating structure and expectation, and starting with that we have X number of minutes today, right? So, and I want to make sure that we get through all the most important things that we need to. So creating that structure and expectation right at the beginning is good. Because if you let them get control and just start running, that's what happens. They're controlling it. And I've been guilty of it, too. I'm still guilty of it sometimes. There's certain people that just press those buttons, right, where they just take control on you. So I've learned that I need to be much more structured. I have people that send me their talk about pre-session, pre-call notes. I have people who send me, like, two or three pages with, like, 14 or 18 bullet points on it. And I'm like, we're not going to be able to do this in an hour. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of pre-call and post-call forms, I've had these forms on my site for a while, and I used them at the beginning, like, long ago, and then I stopped using them for some reason, and I think I want to go back to using them because it gives me structure.
It gives you structure, and it gives them structure, and it gives them, like, they get focused, because a lot of these people, it's really hard to get them focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Go ahead.
I have a couple of suggestions on making that work. So just go ahead and let's go get your questions answered, and then just make sure that I tell you my suggestions on actually making it work.
So I was hoping to just kind of tell you what questions were on there, and hoping you could just tell me, like, what to add or take away or... Because I'm going to redo them and just basically do what you tell me to do.
Okay. And what other people may have suggestions as well. So we'll make this a group effort here.
Yeah, totally. So I've got, you know, name and email and
date of the call. And then this is what I've accomplished since our last call, successes and wins, reporting on what you said you do last time type thing. So I have a field for them to write that in. And then I have a field for things I'm especially happy about or proud of that I would like to celebrate with you. And then I have one that says what I didn't get done but intended to do, which I stole from you. The opportunities available to me right now for help. This one. And then this next one, this is where I'm at in relation to my top three goals.
Yeah, I think it's
And
too
by
much.
The end of the session, I'd like to blank.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Too long.
I love all the questions. Don't get me wrong. They're great questions.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to lose them and they're going to find it too tedious. So the celebrate and the second one where there's they're too close, I would combine them. So the second one was So that make that all one question about, you know, what are your great wins. The next thing is what I'm struggling, what I intended to do and I'm, you know, I didn't, you know, i.e. what I'm struggling with right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'd like to do. Because that whole thing about what opportunities, they don't know. They haven't a clue. And it gets them in a mode of, oh, you know, it's too much. So keep it to three questions.
Yep.
What's their successes, wins? What have they struggled with that we talked about doing between now and then that they had difficulty with? And you can explore why. Just keep it simple. Don't ask them to go into the whys and the wherefores. That's what you can do on the call. Just a bullet point on what they struggled with. Well, you told me to go gluten-free, and it was pizza night at my home, and it was just too hard. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Okay, so now you know that's a struggle. You know what they didn't do. So the what I intended to do and didn't do, that puts them in a framework of I'm bad. I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. So it's basically keeping it as successes, struggles, and what I'd like to, you know, make sure I get support on today.
Okay, perfect.
Simple,
simple, quick. Short.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good.
And then to make it work, you need to send out a reminder message for the appointment that has that attached.
Yep.
And you have Infusionsoft, and if you connect Infusionsoft with your calendaring system, like I don't know if you do Appointment Core, or there's one other that does connections.
Yeah, I use the one that does whatever it's called. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can actually set it up so that they make all their appointments through the calendar, and even if they make it by you, like you don't let them use it, you go in and set it up via the calendar, right? You click it and sign them up via the calendar, even if you've gone back and forth on Facebook and set up the appointment, because that way they get in there and you set up these automatic reminders in any campaign in Infusionsoft. That tells them, hey, your appointment is here. Make sure before you come you do this. And you send them the 48-hour notice, the 24-hour, and the hour before. And it's real easy to do because it's all set up, and then everybody goes through the same stuff.
Yep.
Okay? And I know with Appointment Core, you can create custom fields in Infusionsoft and save their appointment time and date so that you can just put that in as a merge field in those fields.
Okay.
In the email.
Cool. Yes.
Okay. And until you get that set up, then if you have somebody on your calendar, you go, oh, that's Mary. I'm going to just send her a quick email. Hey, Mary, just a reminder, I can't wait to talk to you on Wednesday. Make sure you fill out this form in advance so that we can really get the most out of our time together. See ya, Steph.
We need to redo that email anyway because right now it's just it directs people to to Maestro, which I now no longer use.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
We'll just add this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. And then I did have a post-call form, which is just my greatest insight, commitments that I'm making, what Steph said she would do, and questions or ideas that we didn't have time to discuss.
Oh, that's good. So let's shorten it by one. Read the first two again. I think we can find them.
My greatest insight from the call, and then commitments that I'm making.
Yeah.
What Steph said she would do.
Yeah, I like that one.
and questions or ideas that we didn't have time to cover.
Yeah, well, actually, all of them are good. I actually like all of them. I was trying to think of a way to insights and ideas with the what I committed to do. But I like the idea of insights or ideas, although you just have to make sure you're not putting them in a place like, huh, insights or ideas. She told me to, you know, to take a probiotic. What insights am I going to get from that? So that might be too airy-fairy. It's good stuff, and for some people it's great, but it might, you know, we're trying to make the masses fill this out, right?
Right.
And so you might even include what you could read the first two again. Let's see if we can combine them.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to click on this. I think maybe if I just make it instead of insights and ideas, I could say insights, ideas, or learning. Because definitely they're going to learn something. If they didn't learn something, it's probably a pretty crappy call. Yeah.
What about combining the second and third? Because didn't you say the second one was about commitments and the third was about steps they were going to take next? Couldn't that be the same thing?
No, the third one was what is Steph going to do afterwards? You definitely want that because it'll remind you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was steps.
Steps. Oh, yeah. Well,
I thought next steps. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What did I say I'd do? What did you say you were supposed to do? Oh, look, you didn't do it.
Okay.
So make it
That's less, great. And then you set up your same thing, right? So what you do is in Infusionsoft, you set up a little form that it's just a little web form, but it's either an internal form or just a regular form that only you have the link to. It's just an internal in Infusionsoft. And you just get to put their email address and the date, and then you have a thing completed, didn't show up, whatever, rescheduled, any kind of things you want. I could show you what we do for our appointments. But then that will trigger them to then get the email that is after the fact that sends them that questionnaire.
Oh,
it becomes completely automated, and you don't have to do anything except for fill it out and say, oh, I just – and if you take, like, you know, a minute after every appointment to just fill out that little form, it'll trigger for you, and you can even have one field that you just save for yourself. Like, you can create a form, a field that creates a note for you that you remember what I promised them. Yeah, we started to set that up, but I have not implemented it, but I'm going to.
Yeah, really, my post-call time for each person is 40, 45 minutes. I really need to reduce that. I'm, like, looking up how to, like, I'm looking up links on Amazon for them and stuff like that. It's not productive. It's my time.
It's not a great use.
Okay, click here, buy this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it goes on so long. I need a solution.
Here's something. Are there specific, like, things that are very common? Like, you might be sending them a link to specific products or specific stuff that you could create a checklist for yourself. And you just click off the ones.
I want to have a spreadsheet that I just send them to, but I think it's probably like 200-300 different products. And so I'm like, okay, when do I have 3 days to, like, put stuff on a spreadsheet? When people could just Google it themselves. Like, I'm like,
I know. Yeah, so the hand-holding for the Google it themselves, you know, it's nice to do for them, and I do it for the diamond people. I'm an 87-year-old. I do it on the call with her, though. So I say, we need this. Oh, so I just pop it in an email, and I send it to her.
Okay.
But where would I get xylitol? Oh, okay. Bloop, here's a link. So it's on their dime, on their time.
Yeah, because I'm always like, okay, I'll send that later. And then I, like, I'm up till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I do that too, and it's terrible because then you end up spending hours later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So do it right there on the call with them.
Okay. I will.
Right?
Okay.
Especially if you have favorites. You can organize it. I have my Chrome organized with tabs of favorites, and I can have lists. So you might have a tab that says probiotics, vitamins, herbs, et cetera. And whenever you find it, you just do save and save it to that tab. So then when you're on the call with them, you just go click it and send it to them. Or create an email while you're working with them, and you just keep adding these links, and at the end you hit send.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Send the links.
Good stuff. Yeah. You're on the way. Cool. It's really, mastering this art is one of the hardest things there is to do, really. Because we want to just give and give and give.
Yeah, I'm finding it my challenge.
Yep.
It'll be good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're doing it. Okay. So it looks like Lisa had to drop off. We'll go to Diane. Anybody else have any other comments or opinions before we do for Steph on that, like things you found work for you?
Hi, it's Alison. Just to say thank you. I think it was Lisa to clarify, because I thought what Lisa did about it saying about two and three being the same. So thanks for clarifying that. But sounds awesome, Steph.
Super.
This is Jane. I probably have a zillion suggestions. We can talk later about it. I have to run. But I do use the, as I'm talking to them, put things in an email and then hit send afterwards. And it works really well.
That's great. Great. Yeah, I find that that's the useful thing to do. Right. So,
yeah.
Diane.
Last woman standing. I have to say I'm really, really happy to hear what you told Alison about clients who aren't willing, because one of my colleagues said she had a client she was considering referring to me, and she started describing this client and all the things she's told the client to do, and, oh, I can't do that, that's too hard. And then she took something out of her diet and she had to add it back in because, well, that was too hard. And I'm like, why would you refer her to anyone else? Because they're going to tell her the same things you're telling her. And if she's not willing to do anything, nobody's going to want to work with her as a client. And so my instinct was, thank you, but no. And then I was second-guessing and saying, well, gosh, maybe this was just one of those, you know, health challenges, and maybe I could help them. And then it's like, you know, hearing you telling Alison that about, you know, clients, it was like, no, clearly my gut instinct was correct. This is not a client that I would be able to work well with.
You know, when you just said that, though, it gave me an idea for what to say. Like, if somebody's dealing with something serious, right, and you give them some suggestions, and they're always saying, no, I can't do that, it's too hard, then I would say, you know what, I don't think that we're a good match. There's a surgeon down the street that I really think could help you.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
Because, really, we've had this where we've had people ask us a whole bunch, I want you to help me improve my diet. Okay, here's the 3-day diet diary. Fill out what you eat, and you get it back, and it's all gluten, 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 dairy, dairy, gluten, dairy, gluten, dairy, sugar, 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 and you go, okay, we need to change these things. And then the next thing you get back is, you know what, I don't think it's really, my diet's just fine, and it's, you know, and so we have gotten to where Deb and I are like, okay, you know what, I've given you my best suggestions, and I really don't have anything else to offer, and so I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can work with you, you know, best of all, you know, very politely. But
right.
So I'm very glad to hear that, that our instincts have been correct on that, because, you know, but actually I think after our one-on-one call yesterday and some of the things we're doing with Kevin, I don't really have anything business-related that I can think of right now, and I'm sure 10 things will come up between now and the next call. But would it be okay if I asked for some advice on something a little more personal that I'm having a challenge with?
Sure, because it's all part of the same thing, right? It's
okay.
We're all connected.
Okay, I have been having problems with intermittent edema for about a year now, and I've gotten lots of suggestions in the regular INE group about how, oh, well, you know, the legs, that means resisting moving forward and all that stuff, and it's like, okay, I don't dismiss the value of that, but it's not really helping, because I've been trying to I've looked stuff up online, and I'm trying to get a handle on what physiologically could be causing the problem.
Right.
I've been taking Hawthorn tincture, which Steph had recommended. She's helping me work on liver support, which, by the way, thank you, Steph. My clothes are starting to fit a little better, so I may actually not have to buy a new wardrobe, which is good because I don't have the money. But I know that's good for circulation, but I can't figure out if it could be circulatory or if it could be kidney, because as far as I know, I'm not doing anything to trigger it. I try to add mineral water or salt to my water, and that makes it worse.
Yep, so you're retaining, yeah. So have you done your blood pressures and your postural blood pressures?
I don't think I've ever done the postural blood pressures, but my blood pressure has always tended towards the low, and I haven't done it recently. We don't have a home testing, but mine has always run low, even at the doctor's office. Yes, there's a history in the family, but it has never been a problem for me, before now, if it is, which I don't know that that's the case. I may not get enough potassium in my diet, but I don't have an overload of sodium in my diet.
Done blood testing to see what your electrolytes are doing?
I don't remember what they were. My hair analysis showed the extremely really bad balance of the, I think it was the sodium-potassium ratio, or it was the sodium-magnesium ratio. I don't know, whichever one it is that says this is really, really bad. So I don't know that it's anything specific electrolytes, but that's something I can look into.
Oh, it's definitely something. So I want to give you some things that you can look into. So you want to rule out, you know, whenever there's edema, and I'm assuming you mean ankle edema, right? And is it bilateral and equal from side to side?
Feet, ankles, calves. Lately it's been more in the feet than the calves, but definitely bilateral, yes.
And it is bilateral, and it's pretty much equal bilaterally?
It seems to be.
Okay.
It seems to be. Occasionally one foot's a little more than the other, but it generally seems to be.
In general, okay. Because when you're looking at, you know, trying to do what we call a differential diagnosis or trying to understand what the root cause is, we're looking at if something is bilateral, you're looking for a more central cause. If it's unilateral, you're going to be looking for that, you know, more of a peripheral cause generally. I mean, there's no absolutes, but if you just was the right side, I'd be looking at, you know, vascular return, the venous return, the lymphatic return, that sort of stuff. You know, maybe even doing Dopplers or, you know, if you get into really sophisticated stuff. But if it's bilateral, I'm thinking it is coming from up above. So I'd be looking at, yes, it could be kidney for sure. I mean, you're kind of young and healthy, and I wouldn't exactly put you at, like, a high risk factor for congestive heart failure, but those are things that you certainly want to rule out, right?
Yeah, because these are things that concern me because there is a family history.
Yeah, yeah. So there's the kidney step. I'd look at, you know, doing a lab test just to see what your kidneys are, what your kidney filtration rate is, not just what it is now, but what it was. So is it getting better, worse, staying the same? You know, your GFRs and then the other things related to the kidney, just to look at the kidney function, the creatinine and bun and those sorts of things. So
yeah,
I definitely would do that. When?
Okay,
how long
those
ago?
Were all fine a year ago.
I would do it now. Did you have this problem before? You know, you've got to really get some recent stuff because things can be on the verge then, you know, and fine relative to our fine in our spreadsheet or fine relative to doctors saying you're not dead or close.
Sorry, what?
Well, is it is it fine related to putting it into our optimal spreadsheet or the blood chem software, or is it fine related to the doctor saying, okay, you're not on the verge of death?
Ah, okay, no. My numbers were good according to functional measures.
Okay, so according to functional
measures. Yeah, I had a functional medicine doctor, so, yeah, I got the optimal ranges as opposed to the typical ones, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so, yeah, so I would do them again and see, because you said this started approximately a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So it might have been just starting. You just want to rule that stuff out. You don't want to see the creatinine and bun are through the ceiling and your GFR is down and your like kidneys are not doing well, right? We want to find that stuff out, right?
Okay, because, I think it had happened once several years ago, very briefly, and then disappeared. But then, lately I can't. It does help. Exercise does help. But the problem is I had something on the bottom of my foot that was – it made it very painful to walk. And so I had to put my feet up for a couple of days. But walking seems to help. So exercise definitely helps.
So it's improving the vascular – the contraction of the muscles in the calves, which is how the veins return, right? Their venous and the lymphatic do not have – muscular contraction in the wall like the arteries do. So arteries contract, but the vascular and the lymph rely on the musculature, which is why people who are bedridden and lose a lot of their musculature in their legs tend to get this big edema because it's relying. So the fact that it's movement says that it's probably related to something in the vascular lymphatic return.
Okay.
Is it pitting edema? When you press in, it stays pressed in? Or does it come
it
back
doesn't
out?
Seem to be because I was sort of trying to test that out, and I think part of it is the swelling is not that great. It's not that tremendous, and it tends to be that it makes when it's in the calves, which, as I said, it hasn't been later, so I don't know if something I'm doing is helping already, but my skin gets so tight.
Yeah,
that it's painful, and it's like a sausage casing, but it's so tight it does not pit.
Yeah. So a couple of things just to help with the venous return while you're looking at why is this happening. You just want to, three times a day, you lay on your back, legs elevated from the hip at about 45 degrees, and then just do pumping of the feet. That way, even if you can't walk because you've got something on the bottom of your foot, you can get that venous return. Okay.
Okay. What does that mean? Pumping of the feet.
Okay. So you're laying on your back. Your legs from the hip are at about a 45 degree angle to the body, and then you're extending and flexing, extending and flexing at the ankle.
Okay.
And you do it, for as long as you can do it. You do it to vigorously to promote that pumping, and then with the angle that way, that's going to pump the blood flow back to your heart.
Okay. Yeah, that's very helpful. That's something I can do. And I wore very, very thick socks today, so I was able to get my walk in spite of the fact that, yes, I had a little discomfort, but at least I wasn't hobbling.
Right.
So because I know
and
that's
I'm gonna
a weight
I'm going to open up
issue.
Allison for additional, if she has any other thoughts, because, from a medical standpoint, are there other things you want to rule out? The things I think of are the, kidney, heart. It could be some kind of pressure in the abdomen that's pressing on the vena cava or something that's causing that to pool down below, sometimes the liver, ascites, things like that. So, Allison.
Okay, so it could be connected to with what Steph and I are working with because we're working on my liver.
Yes and no. I mean, this is more pathological kind of thing. Like if your liver is swollen, if it's edematous, if the flow isn't right and there's a backup of fluid into the abdomen, I mean, that's more of a serious situation. So I'm just trying to make sure that we ruled those things out.
How would I know, what kind of symptoms would that be, a backup of fluid into the abdomen? Because I had been having trouble with, bloating and gas before with the digestive problems, but there have been times where it feels like even my upper stomach seems kind of bloated and swollen.
Yeah,
but that comes and goes.
That comes and goes, yeah. So that's kind of what you would get. You would be a non-digestive swelling in the abdomen. So it's not related to food or excrement in your gut.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be because this was too high. And this would be like every several days and then, would go away overnight. But okay, I definitely want to, look into like the vascular aspects because there is a huge history of that in the family,
yeah.
And
Learn all that out. And then the lymphatic can be a possibility as well, where there's lymphatic congestion somewhere that's causing it, the lymph not to come fully back up. There are herbs and things you can do topically to massage into the areas to help improve the circulation.
And I've got some essential oils. I have a huge, marvelous pharmacopoeia from an herb class I took. So I have.
Well, look into. I just drew a blank. Poke oil, mixed in with some castor oil, and that can help as well. Castor oil packs as well.
Yeah.
On the abdomen.
See, none of the information when I had asked about it in the forum, nobody gave me any of this stuff. So I've been trying to research on my own, but I don't know where to look, and I'm not finding stuff. And it's starting to concern me.
Yeah,
because
if it's happening on a regular basis, it's definitely something you want to get to the root of.
Yeah, and I'm getting, really, really concerned, and trying not to.
Let's not get concerned. Let's get curious. Let's all just let go of the word concern and let's get curious.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I agree. Yes, I'm definitely curious. And now, the thing is, the only heart symptom I have ever shown in my entire life. And I think this is completely unrelated, but you may not feel so, given the functional perspective, is when I was 17 years old, I had to have a physical for a temporary job at IBM when I was getting ready to go to college. And for the first time ever, a doctor detected a heart murmur. And nobody had ever, until then, I mean, I still have it. I don't think you ever get rid of those.
No, you don't. And most of them are totally innocuous, and you live with them forever and ever.
And
it's
I think it's just a matter of
the doctor would know how to differentiate, and certainly worth having that checked. Allison is dying to speak, so I'm going to tell Allison to speak because she may have some ideas here.
Every time I nearly said something, Diane had something else to say.
Okay,
so Diane, how old are you?
I am 51.
How old are you?
51.
51. Okay. So when we're looking at peripheral edema, where the central cause, which we've got because it's bilateral, we're looking at lung problems, heart problems, kidney problems, thyroid. Now, do you have a thyroid issue?
I have not been diagnosed with a condition, but my thyroid numbers last year were not good.
Right.
Did you do antibodies?
Because if you've
got
non-pitting edema.
Yeah.
Okay. So with mixed edema or hypothyroidism, non-pitting edema can be a feature.
Okay.
Is there any cyclical link to it? Because I've got one patient who has edema just premenstrual. Are you still having periods, if you don't mind me asking? I know you're 51.
No, that's no problem. I am still having periods. They tend to be running a little shorter now, but they're actually more regular. But it doesn't seem to be cyclical because, it tends to, come and go every few days. The edema, it'll disappear for a day or two and then be back and then be lighter and then be worse.
Okay, but it is intermittent then?
Yeah.
Now, with the heart murmur, there are some heart murmurs that do disappear, and they're ones that we just see in children with a pyrexia, so that's a flow murmur. So once they've not got a temperature anymore, their blood's not rushing through the heart so fast and the murmur disappears. So with your heart murmur, when was the last time you had an examination and they said it was still there?
I don't remember if my functional doc had checked or not, but if not, it would have been probably 3 or 4 years maybe.
Okay, and it was still there then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the most likely type of murmur, the most likely type of sort of benign murmur is a systolic murmur that's just due to slight narrowing of the bowels. It's worth getting that checked with an echocardiogram, though. If you've known to have a murmur, it just may have started to produce heart, to be related to heart problems, heart failure, and edema. So it's important to get that done. Have you ever had blood in your urine at all?
Not that I know of. I had a very bad infection when I was a child, but I don't think I had blood. And I have never since then. So, but I don't
right.
I don't think
so. No blood. And have you ever had right. And have you ever had protein in your urine? You usually see that as frothy urine.
I don't think so. The only time I have ever had my urine be really frothy is like when I really, really had to go and the flow was forceful. And I know they make a distinction.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I get it.
So, so as far as I know, no, I've never seen anything like that.
And have you had your urine tested for protein and blood at all?
The last urinalysis I had, there was no sign of anything like that. Now, granted, before that, I hadn't been to a real doctor for, like, several years. But any urine testing I've ever had, I don't think has ever shown, or at least not that anyone has said to me. Now, only recently have I had a doctor working within functional limits. So, you know, old work
okay.
Might be fine. Mainstream standards, but nothing like that, no.
And when you say the last, okay, and when you say the last urinalysis you had, was that since the edema has started, or was that before then?
It was probably just before, because if it had started,
right.
I would, and I don't recall mentioning when I first started seeing the doctor, and that's when we did all the testing.
Okay. Okay, so the thing that I'm looking for here is nephropathy or glomerulonephritis, which is a very important thing to pick up. Sometimes it's just related to a viral infection or streptococcus, but it can cause problems. So I think it's important for you to have a urinalysis and do your postural blood pressure checks as well. So with people who've had blood in the urine, we recommend urinalysis and blood pressure and ESR on an annual basis. And you've not, do you have any lung problems? Because chronic bronchitis can occasionally lead to edema, but it's much less common. It's usually only if it's really severe, causing heart failure, to be honest. So I'm not expecting it to be lungs. Any lung problems?
No, I haven't had lung problems since I was a kid, and that was due to my father smoked. I used to have bronchitis every year.
So you've been a passive smoker.
I had to deal with passive smoke until my college age. So.
Right.
But since then, no, I haven't had lung problems.
Okay. So you never smoked yourself like I did. I gave up when I was about 26, 28 or something. Okay. So, and what Rita Marie was... Excellent. Okay. So what Rita Marie was angling at with the abdomen is that anything going on in the stomach, in the abdomen that causes a lump can press on the lymphatic return and cause a build-up. And so if you get... this isn't going to apply to you, but if you've got a much older patient who may have some malignancy going on, then you get a build-up of pressure on the or with liver failure, you get the dilated veins on the surface of the chest that shows things like that. So what I would suggest to you, you need to get an up-to-date use and ease, which is the electrolytes, urea and electrolytes we call it, and liver function tests. You need to get your urinalysis. You need to get an echocardiogram, or at least talk to a doctor about your heart and see whether an echocardiogram would be a good idea. And I think that with ankle edema, it would be. Make sure recheck your thyroid. Well, not necessarily repeat the test, but look again at your thyroid and make sure that that's okay. And
Actually, I would get a CA125 done if I were you.
A what? What was that?
CA125.
CA125.
Okay. Yeah, it's a marker for ovarian. It's an ovarian cancer marker.
Okay.
I'm not expecting any of this to be positive, but it's just that you're looking for answers.
Yeah, it's ruling it out, and that's good. And I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance.
And
to
then
speak
do
earlier.
Your line.
I thought you were off the call. I thought you'd had to leave. I'm so sorry.
Risha Marie said, "I'm going to open the line to Alison." I was thinking, "Yes," you know, because I was dying to say something all the way through.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I thought you were off. Yeah, I thought you had to leave, and so it was like I thought she meant to, you know, check with you later. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, I see. Yeah, a couple of things. I will.
No,
add,
I'm sitting
add.
Outside the cafe.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you were able to speak.
Yeah,
yeah, I appreciate that very much.
As far as your analysis, they, and I think this is an awesome thing to have, they now, you can now get the 100 or whatever it is, the 12 strip, your analysis is 100 of them for $12 on Amazon. And so,
wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing. One of my clients found it and she just loves, because she's having some kidney stuff, and she just loves being able to test herself and watch it. So it's just the protein, the nitrates, the leukocytes, blood, everything. 12 different. Reagents. So $12 on Amazon. The other thing is, you know, if you a typical, like one of the CWPs from Direct Labs covers all the stuff that Allison was talking about except the CA125. So it would cover all of that. And, you know, you'd have the liver, the kidney, the electrolytes, the proteins, all the kind of stuff, ammonia, all the things that you'd want to be looking at.
Okay,
so,
and that's which test?
It's, they call it the CWP, Comprehensive Wellness Profile. And
okay,
I
and that's
I don't think North Carolina is one of the prohibit. I think it's not. I think it's just like New York and New Jersey and North Dakota that they don't, and Maryland that they don't allow in. But you should be able to get it. Just go to Direct Labs. If you, you know, it's usually much cheaper than doing that through a functional doctor.
Okay.
And then the other stuff would be if you don't have a full thyroid panel from a year ago, if it doesn't include antibodies and the you know the, all the other markers, then it's definitely worth looking at. I mean, you know, it's a possibility, right? Just because when you add to that, you're struggling with putting on weight and not being able to take it off of it off.
Oh,
now that
gee, no, that's been yeah. I think I'm finally starting to lose something from the work I've been doing with Steph. So,
yeah,
because that's been a problem for several months now.
Yeah,
And that's even been after incorporating.
I'd also
say that again, Allison. You garbled.
I'd also like. Yeah, that's okay. I'd also like to add, get your functional medicine doctor to examine your abdomen.
Yep.
He may suggest an abdominal ultrasound as well as the echo. So that would be checking on the liver and the kidneys and...
Okay, I only caught part of that about
abdominal. Have your functional medicine doctor examine your abdomen, and if he feels like it's needed, to run a what they call a KUB here, a kidney, liver, kidney. Well, maybe it would be more than that, but run an abdominal ultrasound so you could see the liver and the kidneys.
Okay. I have to get a new doctor because, of course, I have a referral, but
because you moved.
Because we moved, and of course we haven't started doing that yet because things have been financially tight. So,
why you could at least start. That's why I recommended the going to Direct Labs and getting those urine strips. You can get some good starting points there for like, $120.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was something you could do at home now. That's amazing.
Yeah. So between the $97 for the CWP and the $12, you know, you're looking at under $120 to get some really good starting points. And then when you get it back, put your numbers into the blood chem software and the master tracker, because then you'll have a learning opportunity as well. And then you can share it on a a call, one of our case study or open coaching calls, and we can go through it and look at it.
Yeah. I don't know how soon it'll happen because, you know, again, with financial issues, but definitely see when I can, you know, get it. Because it may not happen.
So I'm, you know, $97. You can handle that, right? Like, see when. $97.
Yeah, well, yes, but yeah.
I think you need to put a little priority on it.
Yeah, I know.
Get the urine strips for $12. Get that for $97 because this is your health, Diane.
I know. And there are other priorities, too, and I really don't want to tell Steph that, you know, I can't make the retreat after all. You know, so that's our big expense coming up, and that's a priority, too, because that's also for my health. So,
well, talk to Deb
yeah.
and see where you guys can find the $120 to do these.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
We always do.
Yeah.
I was just hoping she could start spending some money on checking out her stuff right now, but I know what she'll say. She'll say, well, it's not as immediate, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'd at least get those basic tests done.
Yeah, and it's really not that much, and
no,
you know, so especially if that's only about 97, so that's
yeah,
really
it's 97 for the CWP on Direct Labs, and like $12 for the strips, much cheaper than going into an office and paying $20 for them to do one dip.
Yeah, not to mention the cost of the visit is going to be more.
Well,
than
plus the visit, right? Exactly.
So okay, yeah,
okay.
This is very, very much more helpful because I am starting to get concerned, and Deb and I have
yes.
both been doing research, and we're not getting anywhere, and yeah, but yeah, I didn't realize Allison was still on the call, and it was like, I'm sorry. So
yeah, I can see her, and then she Skyped me and said, I'm dying to speak. So
yeah, sorry about that. That was my misunderstanding, but.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Yeah, so I would take this, you know, do the basics, do at least those basics, see what they come up. If anything comes back suspicious, then, you know, certainly look. I mean, if all the kidney stuff shows up normal, there's probably not anything there. Let's look at the cardiovascular stuff. You might, you know, if you could, you'd add, like, a CRP or a SED rate or something. Which would you prefer? Which do you think, or do you think that's even necessary, Allison? SED rate or CRP?
I would tend to go with CRP. It's more specific. And I was also thinking, if there's any sign of any cough or anything, consider spirometry and chest X-ray. But those are sort of wish lists. They're not as important as the others.
Right. It doesn't sound
yeah.
like the lungs are really involved.
Yeah,
but,
especially, yeah, I don't think I haven't had any lung issues, like I said, since I was a kid exposed to secondhand smoke.
Right.
So, like I said, my biggest concern was more the heart and kidney because
right.
of family history,
and
even
you're
though
rule
I've
a lot
never.
Of that there.
But yeah.
get the blood tests, at least get that as a starting point. Put your old numbers into the spreadsheet so you can compare easily. And then put your
okay.
new numbers when they come in into the spreadsheet or the software.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're having any difficulties with the technology of that, you got Deb, so she won't. She'll be able to do it.
Yeah, she knows all that stuff. But because I, you know, I've tried, you know, all the different remedies that I have to hand and all the things that people recommend, and the thing that really, really makes me squirrely is the fact that, you know, mineral water makes it worse.
Yeah, so
and then,
I mean, when you say that, and when you say salt makes it worse, that says to me that there's an electrolyte imbalance, or there's some sodium is causing you to be, so maybe the whole interchange between sodium, potassium,
yeah.
and the cellular level, and
yeah.
it's causing you to maintain fluid.
Because even, like, spring water makes it worse. I do fine with the reverse osmosis water, which, of course, takes all the minerals out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and everybody's always like, oh, you know, you should be drinking mineral water. And I'm like, no, not in my case, not right now. You know, So, but, you know, I do drink lots of water. So, you know, I pee frequently because I drink a lot. So.
And your urine is pale to no
yeah.
problem?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
no dark
it's like,
or brown
you know,
urine?
No, no, and no symptoms, you know. I know that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but no symptoms. You know, like my mother's been on blood pressure medication since she was in her 30s, my uncle since he was in his 20s or 30s, my cousin since he was in his 20s.
Yes, it's all there. And you're not taking licorice
yeah.
or anything like that, right?
I take licorice root occasionally in an elixir, but I do not take it regularly. And for a while I had gone off it, but it did not help. And then now when I add it in, it's no worse when I use it than it is when I don't.
So that it's unlikely to be related to that. But, I mean,
yeah.
aldosterone can still be involved, but I
yeah.
can get the basics first. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it because I've, you know, been trying to look on my own. I've been posting questions, and I just haven't been getting anything helpful, and I just really
well,
didn't know where
because,
else to
go. It's mainly because they're – In cases like this, there needs to be this back and forth. You see how both Allison and I, we asked you questions, we got it. Every answer helped us formulate what the next question would be. That's kind of hard to do on a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So people will more offer generic suggestions.
I'm so honored I got to provide a teaching moment for everyone. It's
awesome.
A teachable moment.
Awesome.
But, yeah,
so,
you guys were amazing with the questions. I learned a lot about what sorts of questions to ask. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It
that's
takes
good.
Practice,
and I do,
but it takes the knowledge of the underlying
yeah.
systems,
and
that's
I
why
do,
I'm so hot on teaching that.
I do have a rebounder, and I haven't been using it as much as I had been before we moved, but, you know, I do still get on that every day.
That's good. And add those exercises that I told you just to
yeah.
send the circulation back up. That'll help a lot,
yeah.
at least while you're
yeah.
figuring it out. So we are at the end of time. We're actually a little over, but that's okay. It was a good teachable moment. And so I would just love to hear from each of you just one or two things that you're going to walk away with. And I'm just going to say something, and I've been debating whether to say it or not, but I'm going to say it. And I'm going to say it from a place of total admiration and love and respect. But I want you, Diane, so we recommended a simple test, right, was $100, right, $120, and your response was very similar to what we hear from people. Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't afford that. I'll wait. So I just want you to go to a place and really think that through, because if you see that objection coming up with people, it's because there's something that you need to handle in here. And like I said, I say that with love and respect, but I want you to make sure that that doesn't interfere with you being successful in what you have to offer.
I know, and I can tell you what the issue is.
Okay.
It's not my money. It's Deb's money.
Got it. Yes.
And she has been spending a fortune of her money trying to help me and get me sorted out. And, you know, and now she has this huge tax debt. And I just hate to ask for more. I mean, if it were my money, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yep. I totally hear
and,
you.
And maybe my buddy in Baltimore sold a bunch of copies of the steampunk book this last weekend, and so maybe I have some passive income coming in that I don't know about.
Yeah. Well, I would just bring it up with her, not from a standpoint of
oh, I know what
her,
she'll say.
But just
I know what she'll say. She'll be
know,
fine with it.
And she will be, and you will be, and everybody will be. So. This is important. It's your health. So I would bring it up with her.
Oh, yeah. She'll be fine with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I know
and,
that.
And know that you're going to take care of you. You're going to create all these programs. There's going to be a lot of revenue coming in. But right now, I hear you. I've been there. You know, I've been in a situation where I wasn't making money. And.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, but you've got to ask for what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. And I say that to other people.
I know.
You're absolutely right. You're 100% right.
That's why I wanted to bring it up. Because
yeah.
you're going to say that to other people. Well, your husband loves you. Your whatever loves you. Your sister loves you. Okay?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that up. And like I said, I sat with this, and there part of me just said, you can't just not say this. So.
No. No, it needed to be said, and I appreciate that. And I understand entirely, and you're 100% right. And when you said it the first time, it was like, yeah, I know, it's so little money, but it's right now everything seems like so much, you know? But,
just
yeah.
another freaking credit card that you pay back slowly, and it adds an extra $20 to the interest. So it's in the scheme of life and things, it's nothing.
Well, yes, except that I think we might be as close as we've ever been to fully maxed out. So, you know, it's not always quite that simple. But, we are very close to being maxed out right now. But that said, we have closing on Monday, so that's going to help.
That's going to help. So put yourself first because, just want you to see that.
Yes, thank you.
So
I appreciate that.
Like I said, sometimes there's tough love that has to happen with parenting and coaching. So
if you didn't care and you didn't love me, you wouldn't have said it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm glad you took it that way. So I'm going to just let everybody just say one thing that you're going to walk away. It could be two if you want, but one thing that you're going to walk away that you're going to do, commit to, and if there's something that you learned from somebody else's sharing that was really profound, go ahead and share. So start with Steph.
Hey, I know I'm probably loud because I unmuted myself. I actually learned something just right now because when Diane was talking about how like the struggles with the money, I have like all these ideas about how Diane can make money. I'm like, oh, Diane can do this and she can do that. And all she needs to do is this. And I have those same things I tell myself, like, oh, I can't get this test or I can't do whatever because I don't have the money. It's not a siren where I am.
I just realized I unmuted myself while it went past, so sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just learned something through that exchange. In that I see all these possibilities for other people, but I really, don't see them for myself when I'm in it. So that's my, right now, what I'm thinking about. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Allison? Unmute herself.
Hi. It was an honor to be able to help out, and it was nice to be able to use my knowledge. I'm really glad to have clarity in my head about the courses for my section, so thank you very much. And, great. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. And Diane?
Well, I think I know what I pretty much better say, which is I'm going to commit to getting that test and ordering some of those strips from Amazon. And I'm also going to say that my big takeaway is that I want Steph to post in one of our groups what all those brilliant ideas she had for me to make money are, because I would love to hear those. So that would be, really awesome if she would share that. And if I come up with any for her, I'll do the same. I apologize for taking up so much of our time, but I deeply, deeply appreciate all of the wonderful feedback I received. So thank you.
Absolutely. It's all good. It's all learning. We all learn. And, it kind of teaches us, too, that as much as the functional stuff and the nutrition, all that stuff is super important, but whenever somebody's presenting with a set of symptoms, we have to rule out the serious medical stuff because, all the herbs in the world are not going to, fix a broken something, right? There are times when we need medical intervention. We need to recommend people medical intervention. So it's just a matter of really listening and really, owning the materials in our history-taking program and then really owning everything else so that you can use that to make a differential assessment and know when to refer out. So I think that that's a really important thing. Okay?
Because I'm starting to get really, really scared about this.
Yeah, and it's not something to be scared about. Most likely, it's you just want to rule the things out, right? You always want to know rather than not know, because what you don't know and you're suspicious about could just snowball.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll talk again really soon, and I guess we'll see Steph at Spring Into Vitality. Yay, I'm excited. And I'm going to just go off and try to get my materials made, and we'll talk to you. Oh, actually, I have another call with you guys tomorrow, two calls tomorrow. So we'll talk to you then. All right, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye,
you're
everyone.
Welcome. You're very welcome.